Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
This is Jonathan Healy filling in for Joe Lynham on Breakfast Business this morning. Wednesday, 6th of March, it is 6:43 right now. Small hospitality businesses in Ireland could see their costs rise by up to 19% over the next 2 years, ahead of forthcoming increases to the living wage. That's a government report into recent legislative changes has concluded. Lorraine Sweeney is a hotelier. She's obviously very interested in this. Lorraine, good morning.
Good morning, Jonathan.
Where are those 19% going to come from?
Well, the 19% is going to come just from the increases in the minimum wage going up to the living wage. I mean, that's just 19% in the cost of staff. There's other cost increases like the food costs are going up, VAT, utilities. And really, this decision the government made to increase the minimum wage to the living wage is done with absolutely no consultation with business. And the circumstances that are going to result, no consideration has been given as to what the knock-on effects, particularly in the hospitality business, where labour costs are extremely high.
Right. But the challenge, though, is that your staff need to live and they're also dealing with rising costs in their lives, so therefore they need more money. That's the logic behind it. I can understand why it's hard to pay it, but it's right to pay it, isn't it?
Yes, but now they didn't give any consideration to the staff might end up without a job and towns and cities around Ireland might end up without restaurants as a result of it. And this is happening. They're closing in their hundreds. This is only the start. It's going to have a knock-on effect to the tourism sector because people are going to come to Ireland to experience an Irish, an Irish experience, and they're going to find that the restaurants are closed. Those who sold our fabulous seafood and our fabulous meats and the suppliers of those are not going to have the business anymore. We'll become a nation of chicken nuggets as a result of this because people can't, in our sector, it's not like selling televisions. If you sell televisions in an electrical shop, the member of staff could turn over €5,000 a day for you. In the restaurant sector, it's very heavily, like about a third of our costs go on labour. This is going to increase this over the three-year period, maybe up to 50% labour cost, and that's just unsustainable. So,
is there anything the government can do, Lorraine, to try and soften the blow? I mean, yesterday we were talking about a proposal that was being brought in that would reduce the employer PRSI as a result of the change to the minimum wage, not the living wage, i.e. the staggered approach. You know, there are electricity grants that are coming through while those costs are high. I'd hate to think that we're turning it down completely when, as I said earlier, it does seem like it's the right thing to do.
Well, it does if you're, you know, broadcasting on radio or if you're sitting as a politician. If you're an entrepreneur looking at the cold face of your profit and loss account in perhaps a seasonal business where you lose money in the off season, the first thing they can do is bring the VAT rate back to 9%. That has been like an absolute blow to the industry. What they should have done actually is actually met the industry halfway and maybe bring the VAT down on restaurants and cafes, and maybe, you know, if they had to leave it in the hotel accommodation, that was put to them and they refused it point blank. But, you know, really what the government has done is made a decision without considering the knock-on effects. And it's going to change the face of industry in Ireland in the hospitality sector because it's not sustainable. But, and yes, yeah, you can say, but, you know, these are students and they earn tips and, you know,
I 100% agree. We're not going down the route of America where you rely on your tips to put food on your table. That's not an option and we shouldn't be doing that. But I'm looking at the argument that's being put forward here, Lorraine, and with respect, I've heard it before. When maternity leave was being introduced, when paternity leave was being introduced, when statutory sick pay was being introduced. And I know we have lost businesses in the last 12 months because of increased costs and inflation. The state schemes that help support and protect employees tend not to be the reasons why businesses close. It's external factors like the war in Ukraine that pushed prices up. So are we potentially at risk of crying crocodile tears here when the arguments previously never held up?
Well, we're not. And like the hard fact of the reality is I have one cafe outlet that this is costing 55,000 this year. Now, we can scrimp and scrounge and find ways to get that 55,000, but the customer will have to have a higher price. They maybe get a lesser portion of food. I have another one that's got this particular, this first tranche of the living wage increase, minimum wage, is going to cost the second business 85,000. In some of my hotels, it's going to cost a couple of 100,000. And you add up all the figures, Jonathan, and they don't add up to profitability if you continue to bring this wage increase up step by step.
So, I'm fascinated. 50,000 is segment. A huge increase. I mean, how many staff are in that cafe?
There are probably about 10, 12.
Okay.
Because it had a knock-on effect upwards. It's not just for the person who's on the minimum wage. You have to keep the pro rata moving up so everybody gets that level of increase. And, you know, a 19% over 3 years is crippling, and it definitely will have a dramatic knock-on effect. So they have to sit back. I mean, they've seen the first reaction to it in terms of businesses closing, and none of us want to have a country that offers international fast food outlets and nothing else. But that's the way it's going to work out if they don't do it in a stepping way. You see, like, you know, retail, for example, can possibly afford to increase the minimum wage, but hospitality cannot afford to bring it up to the living wage and still survive. So that's the problem. And it's a government decision made without consultation. And effectively, if they don't sit back and look at what the knock-on effect of this is going to change the face of where we go out to dinner at night, there's just not going to be options for us.
All right, Lorraine, we leave it there. Lorraine Sweeney, hotelier, talking about that really stark situation facing the industry there from what Lorraine is telling us. A nation of chicken nuggets. Wouldn't fancy that now, to be fair.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.